That's the kind of wood I'm thinking of, such a wood with that inflammable tar, which is a preservative, you know, it's a highly inflammable thing.
Did you ever hear that called fat pine or fat wood?
Fat, yes, I have fat.
How about a place that is used for hanging clothes? If it's an extra little room that you have in the house, what is that?
Well, might be several things. Might be porch. Might be a child playroom.
But used for hanging clothes.
Clothesline?
Well, you've got a bar and hangers where you keep your clothes. What is that called?
You may have to suggest it to me.
Closet? If it's
you mean after they've done, been done and ready to close it? Oh, yeah, close it.
Closet?
Clothes
close
it.
Did you ever use, did you ever have a piece of furniture that you could move around that held the clothes? A chiffon robe or wardrobe?
Yeah, a chiffon robe, a high tub, high boy.
High boy?
High boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a chiffon robe?
Chiffon robe.
Did you ever use wardrobe?
Wardrobe, yes.
Uh-huh.
That wardrobe was sort of applied to whole pieces, long pieces, you know, like a man's overcoat.
Yes.
Yeah, they make it for folding up the underwear and socks and handkerchiefs. And
which one was that?
That's the high boy.
The high boy?
The chest of drawers.
Uh-huh. And pieces of wood along the outside of a house, the outside wall of a house, how do you describe those?
Weatherboarding?
Weatherboarding? Is that what you have on your house there?
Yes.
That's weatherboarding.
There's one solid board in behind that, and it's covered with tarred paper. They call that the stone sheeting, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But as you see there is the weatherboarding.
Uh-huh. You say that's clapboard? Clapboard? Ever hear that term?
Yes, I heard that, but I'm not sure I could define it.
You never use it.
It's not
used.
Used among people who supply building material, among carpenters, builders, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And the covered area where the white chairs are in your house, what do you call that?
Porch or veranda.
Veranda. Did you ever hear that called a piazza?
Piazza, yes.
What was it?
That was the old name for it.
Is there a difference in the size?
No, serves the same purpose.
Same thing.
The only thing I know is it was called a piazza back in the days when they didn't have any screen wire to keep the mosquitoes and gnats and flies out, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just an open porch.
Uh-huh.
And they call it piazza.
And suppose it's just you have a small roof over a door and a little platform. What do you call that?
Roof over the door?
Yeah, just not exactly, not a porch, but just a roof, a little thing over a door to protect it.
Stoop.
Yeah. And on the farm, what's the small fenced area near the barn where the cows are enclosed before you milk them?
A lot. Barnyard.
Uh-huh. And you've seen fences made of rocks. What do you call them?
Fences?
Fences made of rocks.
Stone
fence?
Stone fence.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, you used to carry water and milk in a large wooden something about this deep, about this wide, with a handle.
Tub?
What's smaller than a tub? Used to carry.
Pail bucket?
Pail or bucket or which?
Pail.
A wooden.
Bucket with a handle is a pail bucket. All the same thing.
Say a wooden.
Wooden pail.
And a metal or tin.
Metal pail. Pail bucket.
Tin pail, or tin bucket?
Tin pail, or tub.